Challenge Cyber Defense.
The cyber threat analyses you need to know about. Cyber Decryption. It's now.
All right. Diving into the world of cyber threats today, and specifically a group called Darkstorm Team. We're going to be looking at a research document from the Cyber Intelligence Bureau, part of Orange Cyber Defense's Epidemiology Labs. What's fascinating about this document is how it uses open source intelligence, OSINT, alongside human intelligence, or HUMINT, gives us a really well-rounded perspective on cyber threats, the attackers, and, you know, the impacts they have on their victims.
Absolutely. And it's not just the usual technical stuff. It goes deeper, you know, informational, emotional, even geopolitical factors that really shape the cyber threat landscape.
Okay, so Darkstorm Team, relatively new, right? But making some serious waves. What do we know about where they came from?
Well, that's a bit of a mystery, actually. They kind of popped up in September 2023, but their exact origins, still a bit murky. The document doesn't really say, but we do know they've made an impact and quickly.
So what kind of impact? What makes them stand out in the whole cyber threat scene?
It's their tactics, really. They do it all. Remote access, data infiltration, even deploying ransomware. And then there are these DDoS attacks, totally unpredictable.
For those of us who aren't tech wizards, break down those DDoS attacks. Why are they so effective?
Imagine a website or any online service, like a shop with doors wide open. A DDoS attack is basically sending a huge flash mob to that shop, all at once trying to get in, servers overload, the doors jam, nobody else can get through, the whole system crashes. It's a denial of service, hence the name. And it can be incredibly disruptive, especially for organizations that rely heavily on being online.
Creating digital chaos, basically.
Yeah.
But it sounds like there's more to Darkstorm Team than just disruption. This document mentioned financial and geopolitical goals, even pro-Palestinian leanings.
Exactly. And they're not hiding it either. They boast about what they do, using propaganda, intimidation, the whole nine yards. The document even hints at possible ties to Russia, but nothing confirmed yet. What's clear is they're using the Israeli-Palestinian conflict to justify their actions, attract recruits, adds a whole dangerous layer of ideology to their cybercrime.
So it's not just about money or mayhem. There's a narrative, an agenda they're pushing.
You got it. And that's what makes them so dangerous. Not just opportunistic criminals, but a group with a purpose, even if that purpose is kind of hidden behind this veil of cyber anarchy.
And some way harder to predict, to counter.
Yeah.
You mentioned partnerships earlier. They're working with other cyber criminal groups, too.
Oh, absolutely. It's a whole network of players in the cybercrime world. Groups like Killnet, Anonymous Sudan, Ghosts of Palestine, just to name a few. These collaborations amplify their reach, help them coordinate attacks, makes them a much bigger threat.
Like a cybercrime syndicate, each group brings its own specialty, its own resources to the table.
That's a great way to put it. This collaborative approach lets them hit multiple targets all at once, adds to the feeling of chaos, and makes it much harder for authorities to track them down. It's not just the tech and the alliances, though, right? Darkstorm Team, they really get human psychology. The document actually calls it weaponizing emotions, which I gotta say is a pretty accurate description.
Weaponizing emotions. That sounds intense. What does that actually look like?
Well, it means they're targeting their victims' emotions on purpose. To make their attacks hit even harder, they want to create fear, uncertainty, anger, all those emotions that can really cloud judgment and make people, organizations more vulnerable.
So it's not just systems they're hacking, but our minds too.
Exactly. It's like psychological warfare, but for the digital age. Think about it. A major airport right in the middle of travel season and their flight information systems get hacked. Chaos, frustration, that feeling of helplessness, it all works in Darkstorm Team's favor. They feed off that disruption, that breakdown of trust.
So they're aiming for a kind of widespread anxiety, this feeling that nobody's safe, no system is reliable.
That's a key point. By creating this unease, they're trying to undermine trust in institutions, create conflict between communities. It's all about destabilizing their targets from the inside out. It's cybercrime, sure, but mixed with information warfare, psychological manipulation.
And it seems to be working. The document talks about some pretty scary potential consequences. Paralysis of critical infrastructure, yeah. Loss of digital trust, even damage to international reputations.
Yeah, those are very real concerns. We've already seen how cyber attacks can mess with power grids, financial systems, transportation networks. And as groups like Darkstorm Team get more sophisticated, the stakes just get higher.
Not a pretty picture. So in all this talk of chaos and disruption, is there any evidence they're making money off this too?
Oh, absolutely. They might be driven by ideology, but they're not above making a profit. The document mentions hacking for hire services they offer on the dark web, like digital mercenaries, available to the highest bidder.
So if you need a website taken down or some sensitive data stolen, Darkstorm Team is open for business.
Pretty much. Seems that way. And it shows another side to them, not just driven by ideology or the thrill of causing trouble, but by cold, hard cash. That mix of motivations makes them even harder to predict, even more dangerous.
All right, so we've established they're a serious threat, technologically savvy, ideologically driven, and financially motivated. But who are they after specifically? Who's most at risk?
They seem to be focused on key sectors in Israel and NATO countries. Governments, defense organizations, airports, transportation systems, schools, financial services, energy companies, tech companies. They even mentioned Snapchat specifically.
Yeah.
Basically, anything that's crucial to how a society or economy runs is a target.
So pretty much everyone and everything is fair game. With all that in mind, what can people, organizations do to protect themselves? Is there any way to fight back against this growing tide of cyber threats?
There is, and awareness is the first step. The more we understand about groups like Darkstorm Team, how they work, what they want, who they target, the better we can defend ourselves.
Knowledge is power, right?
Yeah.
But what does that mean, practically speaking? What can people actually do?
Well, for individuals, it starts with the basics. Good passwords, watching out for phishing scams, keeping software up to date. But it also means keeping up with current threats, understanding how these groups operate.
Like subscribing to security blogs, following cybersecurity experts on social media, that kind of thing.
Exactly. There are tons of resources out there to help you stay ahead of the game. Like the Cyber Intelligence Bureau. They publish threat intelligence reports, like the one we're talking about today, that give you insights into the latest threats and practical advice on reducing risk.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
But that's just the beginning, right?
Well,
what about organizations? How can they protect themselves from a group as sophisticated and well-connected as Darkstorm Team?
Organizations need a more comprehensive approach. It's about building a culture of security awareness at every level, making sure every employee understands the threats and knows how to react. This means regular training, clear security policies, solid incident response plans.
So a security-conscious mindset from top to bottom.
Exactly. Technology alone isn't enough. You need people who are informed, alert, and empowered to take action.
Sounds like a huge undertaking.
It can be. But even small steps can make a difference. Like investing in DDoS mitigation services can really help absorb the impact of those attacks, stop them from crippling essential systems.
So awareness, training, strong security measures, those are all key. Anything else? Anything beyond the technical and operational stuff?
Yeah, there is. We need to remember that groups like Darkstorm Team thrive on exploiting fear and uncertainty. So one of the most powerful things we can do is refuse to play into their hands. Stay calm, rational, focus on solutions.
Don't panic, stay informed, and take action.
Exactly. That's how we build resilience. That's how we deny them the emotional win thereafter.
This has been really insightful. But before we wrap up, one last question. Everything we've learned about Darkstorm Team, what keeps you up at night?
Honestly, it's the thought of these attacks going beyond the digital world, you know, spilling over into the real world.
Like attacks on crucial infrastructure,
yeah.
Power grids, transportation, hospitals, things that could really disrupt essential services.
Right. We've seen cases where cyber attacks have already caused harm in the real world. And as groups like Darkstorm Team get even more sophisticated, bolder, the chance of something really bad happening just keeps growing.
Scary thought, for sure. Really underscores why we need to take cybersecurity seriously. Not just an IT problem anymore, but a matter of national, even global security.
No question about it. Cybersecurity is not limited to the digital world anymore. It affects everything, our economies, infrastructure, even our personal safety.
We've talked a lot about their tactics, their motives. Let's zoom out for a second. What are they really trying to achieve here? What's the end game?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? And there's no simple answer. On one hand, it's about power, control. They want to show they can disrupt things, destabilize, create chaos, spread fear, make their presence known on a global scale.
A way of flexing their muscles, showing they can cause real damage, challenge the way things are.
Yeah, you could say that, but it's also about ideology, right? They take these existing geopolitical tensions, sensitive issues like the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, and use them to justify their actions, attract new recruits. They're tapping into real grievances and twisting them to fit their agenda.
So they're not just criminals, but ideologues, convinced they're fighting for a just cause, which makes them even more dangerous.
Exactly. They see themselves as digital warriors, waging war in cyberspace against whatever they see as unjust or oppressive. Makes them harder to stop, because it's not just about stopping the attacks, it's about addressing the root causes, the things that are fueling their anger and resentment.
So even if, hypothetically, the Israeli-Palestinian conflict was resolved tomorrow, groups like Darkstorm Team would probably just find another cause to latch onto.
It's very possible, unfortunately. As long as there are grievances to exploit and weaknesses to target, there'll be someone trying to take advantage of them.
Pretty sobering. So where do we go from here? What can we do to stay safe in a world where these threats are always changing, always getting more advanced?
It all comes back to what we've been talking about: awareness, vigilance, and resilience. Being aware of the threats, staying vigilant in how we defend ourselves, and being resilient when responding. We can't afford to be complacent. This is a long game, a marathon, not a sprint.
So, staying informed, adapting to new threats, not letting fear or panic take over.
That's it. We have to stay calm, rational, focus on finding solutions. And remember, we're not alone in this. Cybersecurity is everyone's responsibility. We all have a part to play in protecting ourselves and each other.
Powerful message, and a great way to wrap things up. This has been a fascinating and honestly a bit unnerving deep dive into the world of Darkstorm Team and the ever-changing landscape of cyber threats. Thanks for joining us and sharing your insights.
Happy to be here. And remember, knowledge is power. The more we know about the threats we're facing, the better prepared we'll be to navigate this increasingly complex digital world.
Well said. Until next time.
The cyber threat analyses you need to know about. Cyber decryption. We'll be talking about it on this channel very soon.
Orange Cyber Defense.